more convenient.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, May 18th, 2020, and this is an extension of the emergency meeting for the town of Kiri Beach. May I have a motion to open?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We had an interesting weekend. Let's do some reports from our department heads. Chief Bowden.
We had from Friday to Sunday probably about 82 parking tickets. We're looking at keeping them here for next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'll talk to you guys at the regular meeting about a couple ideas. I talked with David about it, or Mr. Hagan, sorry.
That's fine.
That's really about it. We were extremely busy. Luckily, nothing bad happened, so we were good. But just want to let you know, fire department did a great job on a couple of ocean rescues. I witnessed one. They did a heck of a job. The other one sounded like they did an even better job. So a couple of lives saved, for sure. It's a great job by the fire department. And just like to thank Public Works. They came out on their day off on Saturday to rearrange some parking issues we had in the beach access. So that's really all I have. I think we had one dog on the beach on Saturday. So
we also had a couple of private tows.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes, so busy day for the department. Did we have people coming to the back of the police station again?
We had a few. We had a couple that I saw that I know I witnessed personally. They're going to talk to you guys about putting the sign up in the back about no trespassing, police and fire only. They can go to the front and get service there. They don't need to be coming to the back and yelling and screaming at us. So, but that's it for this weekend, unless you guys have any questions.
Actually, they were lucky. You could have had them towed. It would have been a lot more expensive.
Yes, sir.
So, thank you, Chief.
I'm sure we'll have quite a few more appeals, but we've dealt with quite a few today. I'm sure Town Hall has too.
Thank you, Chief. Were there any questions for Chief?
No.
Okay. Chief Kennedy.
Thank you, Council. As far as the beach is concerned, our lifeguards really didn't experience many problems. I think they had two dogs over the whole weekend. It was quiet. They had no issues with gatherings of larger than 10, although the beach was packed. I think everybody saw that the beach was packed. Very large crowd all the way around, but things went fairly smooth on the beach side. Fire side, you guys get the text messages. I think we had 15 calls in right at 48 hours. So it was a busy weekend for us. We did have a couple of ocean rescues, but our B shift, Captain Ford, Engineer Raznick, and Firefighter Matt Smith did a fantastic job on both of those. And we're without a doubt able to save a few lives this weekend, so that went very well. I rode around quite a bit. Also, I'd like to thank the police department. I saw Chief Bowden now all day Saturday and Sunday, both writing tickets and doing well. But that's pretty much all I have. We did keep the lifeguards on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week because our lifeguards start on Friday. The receiving starts Friday. I did want to ask Council in regard to normally on Memorial Day weekend, we sit our lifeguard stand double. Now we're in kind of a weird thing right now. I will say that I think the City of Wilmington Police Department, I'm not quite sure, they may be riding double on some. I do know our EMS, obviously, they have a driver and a paramedic too. They ride double there as well. So there is public service entities that are acting together in couples, but I'd like to discuss that with Council as far as what the will of Council is on sitting two people per tower.
I mean, my recommendation to Council, we're training together. I think you should, that's the right thing to do, especially as busy as I would think it'll be again this weekend.
Yeah, I would agree 100%.
Any other comment on that?
No, I think it'd be the wise thing to do if we're really busy too.
Well, and we have a couple former lifeguards here who've said you ought to do that, and I know you're one of them too, so.
Very well. That will assist quite a bit in operations if you have another busy weekend. As far as, I did state that I would get up with council as far as any updates on what we were going to do operationally with PPE for lifeguard season. In summary, essentially what we're going to do is we're going to clean the towers upon arrival, clean the towers upon leaving the lifeguard towers, and then any sort of interaction, our guards will have a mask on. And then any sort of medical interaction, just like the fire department currently does, not only will they have a mask on, but they will also put a surgical mask on the patient as well.
How many saves did we have this weekend? Six? Six people were pulled out?
Or? Well, six people total.
Right.
And we also had a rescue down in the bay where someone had sunk their boat and they were standing inside their boat, which we were able to retrieve two people from that.
It's a matter of somewhat matter of concern that when you're saving somebody in the water, you cannot be socially distant.
Right.
So, unless you're going to pull them on your whatever that thing is.
Absolutely. Well, if they get home alone, that's how we pull them. Sometimes you got to grab them.
Other than that, I have nothing further.
Busy week too. Nice job.
Thank you.
John?
No updates, sir.
No updates? Jimmy? Public Works.
Good afternoon. Public Works really didn't have no problems or nothing. We did come in Saturday and assist the police department in putting out new cones and new signs at the parking area. We did notice that Sunday during the trash pickup that trash was pretty overwhelming. Because we didn't come in Saturday. Normally, we at this point in time, we come in Saturday and Sunday. So for the following, this upcoming weekend, for Memorial weekend, we'll be doing the trash Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So that should help out quite a bit on the beach trash.
So you're talking about beach buckets?
Yes, sir. Normally, it takes our guys about two and a half hours, and they were out here for almost 5 hours. Sunday doing trash, so we're going to pick up trash Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Okay, I'm going to ask Mandy this question too. How about the restrooms? You guys got the first cleaning in the morning, and he?
Outside of the cleaning crew not having the key Friday afternoon, which I think they got, Saturday morning they looked fairly decent considering, okay. That's a blessing there also. They seem to be doing a really good job at that. I'll get up with Mandy and I'll make sure that all the soap dispensers and soap and stuff that they will be on hand.
Yeah. Do need to think about what we're going to do with paper, honestly.
Yeah.
If we see that it's being stolen, we will stop putting it in there.
Well, that's council's decision.
Well, hopefully we're to a point now where they don't have to steal it.
Yeah, we have so.
Yeah.
Well, you have there is the problem. If you have paper towels and you don't have toilet paper, you're going to have issues.
Well, yeah, we don't have paper towels.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Because we have the air dryers.
Yeah.
So if we let us know if that becomes a huge problem.
Yeah, the bathrooms are a courtesy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you help to put more cans out at some of the busier places?
Well, that's something else that I'm going to look into,
I saw a picture of
it. Was just overwhelming this weekend, it was a beautiful weekend, everybody's
I'm not saying everywhere it needs it, but maybe some places could use
right.
Some cans.
Yeah, we'll look into it. Other than that, that's all I have.
Thank
Any
you.
Other questions for Jimmy?
Good job.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Good job on the weekend. Is Nikki on the line?
She's coming.
Oh, there you are, Nikki.
Hey, I got to pause for a second because I'm getting emails that people can't hear us.
Okay.
Oh, they can't hear us?
No, and we're not muted.
Can anyone on the phone hear us?
You've been muted. You are no longer muted.
Can anyone on the phone hear us? Can you press star 6 and tell us if you can hear us, please?
I'm just going to re-call in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting requests. People are telling me they can't get in.
Well,
Can anyone online now hear the counselor, Mr. Dave Edler, someone out there in the phone world can hit star six and tell us if you can hear us? Hello? Is anyone out there?
They should be able to hear you now.
Hello, if anyone's online and can hear counsel now, can you just hit star six and tell us that?
Bless you.
You can?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for the okay. Email telling us you could not hear us.
Okay.
Thank you for letting us in.
It was on purpose. Yeah. We'll tell you that.
So. We'll do a quick recap. We had 86 tickets. We had 6 saves by the fire department and the lifeguards. We had no other interaction really from the other areas except Public Works did a lot of work to reset parking over the weekend and get some of the trash on Sunday. Now, Nikki?
No new updates.
Okay, no new updates. Okay, administration? Mandy?
Yeah,
Mandy, do you get any feedback on the bathrooms?
I haven't gotten any feedback on the restrooms. Any feedback that I'm getting, I'm forwarding to you guys, so I don't have anything on the restrooms. Everything, I mean, they're situated down there now. They have all the supplies they need. There's more supplies coming that will be delivered on Friday as far as soap and things like that. They didn't have a key for the soap dispenser and the tissue, but we got that worked out, but that was,
okay.
Everything seems to be fine.
Okay, so there's no big messes?
They haven't complained.
Okay.
If there is. So.
Any other questions for the for the department heads?
No.
Okay. David?
Yeah, so just the emergency manager. Right. So, obviously, I appreciate all council went around and actually looked at Saturday and then Sunday. The rains helped us out a little bit. Obviously, we want to look at what we're doing. I talked to Riceville Beach town manager this morning to ask what they're going to do because I'm sure everyone on council is aware. Everyone on the phone may not be aware. Riceville Beach is still not allowing people to sit on their beaches. And if you look, like I did, walking around Saturday, so I walked around the whole town, there were a number of Riceville Beach town stickers on cars that came to Curie Beach Saturday, so that's part of our issue. Not all of them, of course, but
well, at least they finally came to a nice beach.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
And so their current state of emergency, which bans sitting, fishing, basically doing anything on the beach but walking and exercise, expires Wednesday at 5 p.m. The town manager was not sure what their council is going to do, so I asked him to please let us know that. I would recommend that we don't take any actions to change anything from where we are right now until after we see what they're going to do. So my recommendation to council is we would continue this meeting till Thursday morning and then move into our regular council meeting.
We should know what the governor's going to do by then also.
Also, as Joe pointed out, the governor says he's going to make his announcement either tomorrow or on Wednesday, from what I saw today, about phase two. And that will also tell us some more things that happens because that's what opens potentially restaurants and bars to internal dining at some percentage, which he hasn't telegraphed. So I just think that, at least right now, with rain for the next 3 days, my recommendation to council is that we wait until after we see what happens with those two things. And continue the state of emergency meeting until Thursday morning and then move into our regular council meeting at this point.
Okay, what is the time you would like on Thursday morning? What works for you working gentlemen?
Yeah, so Joe and I have a meeting with Carolina Beach on the sewer authority at 10 a.m., so I'd say 8:30. No later than that, or we won't be done. And then
yeah, 10 a.m. You know, 10 a.m. I just want to make sure.
You said what time?
I was thinking 8:30. I know there's some of you guys, you know, I see a laughter from
who's not.
But I would propose 8:30 if the council's okay with that and Joe's work schedule can support.
I'll second that.
So I make a motion we continue the meeting until 8:30 a.m. on Thursday morning.
Second.
All right. 8:30 Thursday morning. Continuation to come up with what we will do for the weekend. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So we have now pushed this meeting to Thursday, and we will now start the normal council meeting.